Hello, people. It's March 15th, 2022. Beware the Ides of March. There could be a revolution by vote coming, and that would be you, my friends, because today I am going to talk to you about election reform through voter organization, specifically step one, punish all Republicans for voter suppression. This is from the Four Steps to Democracy. This is about the referendum 2022. You make the referendum of 2022 if you wish and if you want to save your American democracy. Just a reminder who this is. This is John Manimus Medeiros, your part-time revolutionary, democratic revolutionary, that is. Although I might admit to a touch of socialism. Socialist democracy, democratic socialist, that sort of thing, like Bernie Sanders and Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt. Okay, let's get down to business. Referendum 2022 is very simple. It means the election of 2022 that takes place in November is not going to be used just to elect candidates. It's going to be used as a national referendum on voter suppression. That's right. Are you a voter who supports voter suppression? Do you think it's right to make it difficult for poor people to vote and for minorities to vote? Well, then you can say yes. And it's very simple. The way you say yes is you vote for Republicans, because Republicans who control Republican states have passed oppressive, anti-democratic voter suppression laws. And if you're against voter suppression, very simple, you vote for other candidates, for Democrats or progressives or Socialist Workers Party or Workers Party. Other political parties, but not Republicans. You don't vote for Republicans because what you want to do in 2022 is you want to send a clear message to both major political parties that the people of the United States of America, the voters of the United States of America, do not support voter suppression. They don't like it at all. They don't want it. And if you try voter suppression, you're going to lose. That's the message we want to send. We want to punish all Republicans for passing voter suppression laws in all the states where they are in control. So, this is how it's a referendum, just like that. You don't need to apply to any state to have it on the ballot. It's on the ballot. No to Republicans means no to voter suppression, and that's your referendum. Now, I want to talk to you about your view of yourself as a voter. I think the problem we have in America, or at least part of the problem, of course, a major part of the problem that our democracy is falling apart, is because voters are fragmented. You think of yourself as a voter, as an individual. It's like when you go on Facebook and say what you like, or it's like when you write your congressman and tell him what you want, more jobs, or you want this, that, or better roads, or you're for equal rights for women, or you're against abortion, or whatever it is, you make an issue of what you like and don't like. And that's you as an individual, expressing your individual preferences and opinion. And that's very nice. It's fifth grade social studies. But the voters of America need to grow up and understand that voting is a power. And it's a very small power unless you combine it with others. And so voters, we need to think of ourselves as an army of voters. That's what you are. You're a voting soldier. You're a soldier voter in an army. And you need to organize and you need to vote as a group and think of yourself as voting as a group and exercising power, not just saying what you like on your pizza. It's not just about what you like or what you want. It's about working together with other voters, organizing, spreading the word. Vote against voter suppression in November 2022. Now, I'm going to come back and I'm going to make some other webcasts that are just voice, and one or two videos for YouTube also, which I've done before. November 2022 is the national referendum on voter suppression. Spread the word, let everybody know, make sure everybody understands we have to say no to voter suppression. It's the first step to saving democracy in the United States of America. Thanks for listening. See you next time.